The nation's top securities regulator is under pressure to change his ways. William Donaldson is chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission. His job is to restore faith in financial markets after the scandals at Enron and WorldCom. To do that, he wants to persuade businesses that a little more regulation is good for them.
People are going to recognize that the aggressive attitude that we've taken is not only in the best interest of the investors, which is our prime responsibility, but also is in the best interest of the companies themselves.
If you invest in those companies, you're depending in part on William Donaldson to keep your money safe. His job would become even more important if President Bush succeeds in putting some Social Security funds into private investments. But some companies say Donaldson's SEC is imposing too much regulation. Some criticism comes from within the Bush administration, which welcomed Donaldson about 2 years ago.
Bill is one of the most respected business leaders in our nation. And he brings a unique and diverse background to this really important task.
As President Bush spoke, his nominee stood beside him, a lean New Yorker whose gray hair spoke of his long experience.
There have clearly been numerous instances of serious malfeasance, which, if proven, we will continue and must continue to deal with swiftly. As my mother used to say many years ago, it's time for all of us to pull up our socks.
The new chairman, who urged Wall Street to clean up its act, has been active on Wall Street for decades. Donaldson co-founded an investment firm back in 1959. That was an era when many executives welcomed regulation.
We decided that we were going to join the New York Stock Exchange because we wanted the rules and regulations they had. We wanted, if you will, the good housekeeping seal of approval. We wanted to be responsible for the then very strict regulations of the stock exchange.
In the decades that followed, William Donaldson would go on to become the head of that stock exchange. He was also the CEO of Aetna. Now he's overseeing a dramatic expansion in the number of federal fraud investigators. His commission is enforcing new accounting rules as required by an act of Congress. It also moved to require more information from the complicated investment vehicles known as hedge funds. Joel Seligman, who wrote a history of the SEC, believes that Donaldson is restoring trust in a battered agency.
Donaldson came in. He's a grown-up. He was someone who was able to send a wonderfully powerful signal from the start when he had the White House commit to very significant infusion of new resources. Most of all, he's going to receive credit, it seems to me, for being like the proverbial man in the arena. There were so many tough decisions that were thrust upon him.
Those decisions were tough because business groups have complained about the cost and the burden of new rules. President Bush's own Treasury Secretary appears to agree. John Snow told the Wall Street Journal that it's important to crack down on fraud, but he said securities regulators need to think about business concerns that the system is out of balance. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce says that stricter federal and state regulations are just too much.
Look, our problem isn't with the chairman. Our problem is with the approach he's taking.
One of Donaldson's critics is David Hirschman, senior vice president of the Chamber of Commerce.
Our concern is that maybe he is focused more on the way capital markets used to be than on the way capital markets should be.
Is your message that in the end there's really only so much you can do about corporate corruption?
Not at all. In fact, our message is that the current approach, when you're just passing regulations, will end up punishing the innocent rather than detecting fraud. Even with all the controls we've put in place, if senior management chose to, if you have collusive fraud, it is very difficult to detect.
This was the environment in which William Donaldson sat down to talk in his Washington office. He's 73 years old, wearing a pinstripe shirt and a red tie. This former CEO wants to take some power away from CEOs. He wants to give more power to the boards and shareholders who monitor chief executives. But Donaldson also acknowledges that his commission could have done better in the way that it enforced those costly accounting rules.
People have to recognize that in this era of lack of faith or confidence in people, that there has to be a much greater openness, and there's a cost to doing that.
One of the criticisms that's been leveled at this law and the regulations that resulted was that it was maybe written with a giant company like WorldCom in mind, but that there are smaller and medium-sized firms that just can't afford all this regulation. Is that a fair criticism?
I think that that is a, generally speaking, a fair criticism. It was a one suit fits all. We have now just formed and named co-chairman of a new committee to advise us on how we might change some of the rules to make it less burdensome for smaller companies.
Do you remember any moment in one of your positions as CEO where you, maybe you were alone in your office, big office like this one perhaps, and you thought to yourself, gosh, I'm in charge of this company, I could get away with anything?
Well, no, I don't think that thought has really occurred to me. It's the furthest thing from my mind. I was brought up and educated to think that you obeyed the law.
Well, I don't mean to question your integrity
by any means.
I understand the way in which I mean the question is, was there a moment when you realized that there just weren't a lot of rules regulating your conduct?
Well, in terms of the ethical dimensions, that really is internally generated, and clearly the rules and regulations are an attempt to go as far as laws can, but laws can't really get into ethics. I mean, it's an attempt to quantify. Clearly, the decisions that one makes in all of those settings could be decisions that simply obey the letter of the law. I think it's always been my practice and the practice of partners that I've had in business to ask ourselves, is just obeying the law enough, or do we want to go one step further?
That's an interesting point you raise, because some of your critics in the business community will say the Securities and Exchange Commission is focusing too much on erecting regulations and strengthening laws in ways that may only slow companies down, but might not really change the ethics of the bad actors.
Well, you've got to have stop signs on a highway. You got to have speed limits. I think you have to start with laws.
William Donaldson, the chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission, argues that new regulations may even help chief executives. He says accounting and disclosure rules might help the executives themselves to know what's really happening in their companies. Donaldson says these regulations can be good for business, no matter how firmly some business groups disagree.